बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी। यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी। यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. హరే కృష్ణ. సో వీఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 7 టెక్స్ట్ 53 and 54. శ్రీ భగవాన్ ఉవాచ బ్రహ్మబంధుర్న హంతవ్య ఆతతైవ దార్హనః మయైవో భయం ఆమ్నాతం పరిపాహి అనుసాహసనం. శ్రీ భగవాన్ ఉవాచ బ్రహ్మబంధుర్న హంతవ్య ఆతతైవ దార్హనః మయైవో భయం ఆమ్నాతం పరిపాహి అనుశాసనం. శ్రీ భగవాన్ ఉవాచ బ్రహ్మబంధుర్న హంతవ్య ఆతతైవ దార్హనః మయేవో భయమామ్నాతం పరిపాహి అనుశాసనం. శ్రీ భగవాన్ ఉవాచ బ్రహ్మబంధుర్న హంతవ్య ఆతతైవ దార్హనః మయేవో భయమామ్నాతం పరిపాహి అనుశాసనం. శ్రీ భగవాన్ ఉవాచ బ్రహ్మబంధుర్న హంతవ్య మాతాజీ. శ్రీ భగవాన్ ఉవాచ బ్రహ్మబంధుర్న హంతవ్య ఆతతైవ దార్హనః పరిపాహి అనుశాసనం. శ్రీ భగవాన్ ఉవాచ బ్రహ్మబంధుర్న హంతవ్య ఆతతైవ దార్హనః మయైవో భయం అవ్నాతం పరిపాహి అనుశాసనం. విల్ రీడ్ వర్డ్స్ 54 ఆల్సో. ఐల్ జస్ట్ రీడ్ ఇట్ అవుట్. కురు ప్రతిశ్రుతం సత్యం యత్తత్ సంత్యవ్యతా ప్రియం ప్రియం చ భీమసేనస్య పాంచాల్యమయమేవ చ. సో రీడ్ ద వర్డ్ బై వర్డ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్స్. శ్రీ భగవాన్ ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ ఉవాచ సెడ్ బ్రహ్మబంధు ద రిలేటివ్ ఆఫ్ అ బ్రాహ్మణ న నాట్ హంతవ్య టు బి కిల్డ్ ఆతతాయి ది అగ్రెసర్ వర్ధ అర్హన ఇస్ డ్యూ టు బి కిల్డ్ మయా బై మీ ఏవ సర్టన్లీ ఉభయం బోత్ ఆమ్నాతం డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ అకార్డింగ్ టు ద రూల్స్ ఆఫ్ ది అథారిటీ రూలింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ది అథారిటీ పరిపాహి క్యారీ అవుట్ అనుశాసనం రూలింగ్స్ కురు అబైడ్ బై ప్రతిశ్రుతం యాజ్ ప్రామిస్డ్ బై సత్యం ట్రూత్ యత్ తత్ దాట్ విచ్ శాంతవ్యత వైల్ పాసిఫైయింగ్ ప్రియం డియర్ వైఫ్ ప్రియాం డియర్ వైఫ్ ప్రియం సాటిస్ఫాక్షన్ cha also. Bhimasenasya of Shri Bhimasena. Panchalya of Draupadi. Mahyam unto me also. Eva certainly. Cha and. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. The personality of Godhead Shri Krishna said, a friend of a Brahmana is not to be killed, but if he is an aggressor, he must be killed. All these rulings are in the scriptures and you should act accordingly. You have to fulfill your promise to your wife and you must also act to the satisfaction of Bhimasena and me. Purport. Arjuna was perplexed because Ashwatthama was to be killed as well as spared according to different scriptures cited by different persons. As a Brahma Bandhu or a worthless son of a Brahmana, Ashwatthama was not to be killed. But he was at the same time an aggressor also. And according to the rulings of Manu, an aggressor, even though he may be a Brahmana, and what to speak of an unworthy son of a Brahmana, is to be killed. Dronacharya was certainly a Brahmana in the true sense of the term, but because he stood in the battlefield, he was killed. But although Ashwatthama was an aggressor, he stood without any fighting weapons. The ruling is that an aggressor, when he is without weapon or chariot, cannot be killed. All these were certainly perplexities. Beside that, Arjuna had to keep the promise he had made before Draupadi just to pacify her. And he also had to satisfy both Bhima and Krishna, who advised killing him. This dilemma was present before Arjuna, and the solution was awarded by Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Zavadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare The personality of Godhead Shri Krishna said, a friend of a Brahmana is not to be killed, But if he is an aggressor, he must be killed. All these rulings are in the scriptures, and you should act accordingly. You have to fulfill your promise to your wife, and you must also act to the satisfaction of Bhimasena and me. Hare Krishna. So before starting, I beg blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas, all my senior god brothers, my father, all the devotees who are listening online. I seek your blessings before speaking on this very important verse. This is a very interesting part of the Srimad Bhagavatam. As Dwarkadish Prabhu was saying a few days back, that this is one of the most esoteric and exotic pastimes, where very early in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Lord is presenting a situation. The situation has been created where devotees are forced to make certain choices, certain decisions. And how they choose, you know, there's so much we can learn from this beautiful pastime. So, if we see over here very quickly, what is happening is Ashwatthama, in the Mahabharata it is mentioned that after the war was over and Duryodhana was also, you know, vanquished, Ashwatthama was still burning with revenge. So he, along with Kritavarma and Kripacharya, they went and they attacked the Kripacharya, and Kritavarma stood near the edge of the camp, Pandava camp, and Ashwatthama, who had, you know, pleased Lord Shiva and got a sword from him, special sword. With that sword, he went inside literally like Yamraj and killing people. Everyone was fast asleep because they were tired. The war was over. Finally, someone is sleeping peacefully. He went and he slaughtered everyone in sight. Jo bhi nazar aaya, Drishtadyumna, whoever, he just went and killed. He went to the Pandavas camp and he killed, you know, the five sons of, thinking that they are the Pandavas, five people sleeping together. He thought that they are the Pandavas and he killed them. And then after he killed them, Mahabharata gives more details. It says after he killed them, he realized that, oh, they are the sons of, you know. So he said, somehow, you know, I'll try to please my master. So he chops off the heads. I mean, what a butcher. I mean, one is killing. He chops off the heads of these young sons of the Pandavas. He takes them, puts them in his chariot, and he goes to Duryodhan. And he tells Duryodhan that, you know, I have killed the Pandavas. So, you know, Kritavarma and Kripa are also with him. And Kripa, you can imagine, it's very, very bewildering. Mahabharata, in one sense, can be very bewildering. Because Kripacharya was like the spiritual master of, you know, this whole clan. And look at what he did in the end, right? So, anyway, so they meet Duryodhan, and Ashwatthama tells Duryodhan that, well, look what I've done. I've killed the Pandavas. And he's hoping that Duryodhan doesn't somehow notice. He just wants to give him some good news. So that, you know, he knows he's about to leave his body, so at least he'll leave happily. So Duryodhan says, let me feel. So, let me see. So he presents the heads. And Duryodhan is so, he's in such a bad shape, he's literally not able to see anything. So he, with his hands, he touches the heads. And with his hands, he crushes the head, tries to crush the head. And when he crushes, the head gets crushed. And then he immediately realizes, he says, these heads are so soft, it's not possible that their heads, the Pandavas' heads are like rock. He must have personally beaten the head of Bhima during the battle so many times. You know, the head is like stone, it can't just be crushed like this. He says, you fool, and then he looks and he sees, he says, these are not the Pandavas, these are the sons of the Pandavas. And he starts lamenting, he says, what have you done? He realizes that now the last remaining, you know, seed of his clan is also finished by this foolish act of Ashwatthama. And then the Pandavas, when they come to know, they come back to the camp and they see complete, everyone has been slaughtered, literally slaughtered by Ashwatthama, Kritavarma and Kripacharya. So then, they are also seething with anger that, you know, and one of the charioteers of Shalva, somebody comes and informs them that who did this? Ashwatthama did this. And then, you know, immediately they called, they said, okay, let us call Draupadi. You know, we'll have to break the news to her. So Draupadi comes and she sees, she sees the bodies of her sons, headless. There's no head there. I mean, it's one thing, you know, even in our India-Pakistan war, sometimes, I mean, people, soldiers die on both sides. It's quite natural when this proxy war goes on. People keep dying. Very unfortunate, but it happens. Now, one thing is that you killed a soldier. Second thing is that you maim them and send their bodies back. I mean, cut their hands off, cut their heads off, remove their eyes. I mean, that is barbaric, right? So, when she sees this, she faints. It's too much for her to see. And then, when she gains consciousness, she starts wailing. She says that, this Ashwathama, you know, she says that, unless I, you know, I see his body dead, I will not, you know, unless that jewel on his head is removed and he's killed, you know, I will fast until death. So I will sit right here and I will perform your guest. So she's very angry. And then she tells Bhima, you go and get him. So Bhima goes, immediate. Bhima is also, you know, very angry. These, you know, children in the sleep, they have killed like cowards. So he goes. And as he's going, as he leaves, Bhima immediately leaves. He doesn't wait for a second. And Krishna is also there. Krishna comes there and Krishna tells Yudhishthir. So we'll come to that. So anyway, this story is very, it gets very exciting. So we'll come to that portion. But, you know, what happens is, okay, I'll tell the story here itself. So Krishna, he tells Yudhishthir that don't trust this Ashwathama. You know, you send Arjuna also behind Bhima and I'll go with Arjuna. So he goes. And then Ashwathama releases Brahmastra and Arjuna, he doesn't know how to take it back. Arjuna captures him and brings him to the, you know, to Draupadi. And he doesn't kill him. He has said that I'll bring his head. But once he captures him, somehow he feels, no, something wrong here. So he brings him to Draupadi. And then Draupadi, in the previous verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, we have read that how Draupadi, after, though she has said that, you know, I will take my bath on the head of this person, then only I will be peaceful. But when she sees him, she says, no, it's okay, jaane do, we should not kill him. And she gives a very beautiful logical explanation why he should not be killed. Shastrik, very nicely. And now, and then Yudhishthir, when he hears, he says, sadhu, sadhu, very nice. Excellent, you know, you have spoken very well, Draupadi. We should not kill him. Nakul and Sahadev also agree, we should not kill him. And Krishna, who had been telling Arjuna over there, when they were capturing Ashwathama, kill him now, Krishna had been telling. Now Krishna says that, yeah, correct, he should not be killed. Arjuna might be thinking, a few minutes back you were saying he should be killed. Now you're saying he should not be killed. And then the Lord speaks these pastimes, speaks these words. A friend of a Brahmana is not to be killed. But if he's an aggressor, he should be killed. Right? And he says, all these rulings are there in the scriptures. Son of Brahmana or Brahmana should not be killed. But if he's aggressor, he must be killed. This is there in scriptures. And you should act accordingly. Then he reminds him, you promised your wife that you will kill this person. You must also act to satisfaction of Bhimsen, you know, and me also. So like this he says, and then he says, Arjuna, okay. Yad ichchasi tatha kuru. Like in the Gita, it tells him, now you do what you want. So, very beautiful. This pastime is bewildering, and at the same time, it is very beautiful. So if you see, as I said, Krishna has taken both the sides over here. We see in verse 35 to 39. We are on 53-54. In this mood slide. In verse 35 to 39, what happens is, Krishna is very clearly telling Ashwathama that, he's telling Arjuna, kill him, kill him. He's an aggressor. Kill him. He doesn't deserve to live. And then in verse number 49-50, which came just before this, there Krishna is telling Arjuna what? Don't kill. See, if you see over here, in 49 it says that the Lord has agreed with Yudhishthir and Nakul and Sahadev. Yeah, we should not kill him. So, the conclusions of scripture can be very confusing. And, you know, there is this beautiful pastime, in the Ardh Kumbh Mela of Allahabad. Once an argument broke out between Yamuna Mataji and Madhudvisha Prabhu. So, what is the argument? So, Madhudvisha Prabhu was saying, Madhudvisha was saying that Krishna and Balram are the same. Only that Krishna is little blackish and Balram is white. There's no difference. They're the same. But Yamuna Mataji is saying, no, they're not the same. They're different. Why? Because Krishna is the only enjoyer of Srimati Radharani. Balramji is not. So, they're different. So, both of them were arguing. You know, this is right. And both, you know, it's very confusing. So, finally, some arbitrator has to come, to settle the dispute. So, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he came to this discussion. And he went and approached Srila Prabhupada. He said, Prabhupada, that this Madhudvisha and Yamuna Mataji are arguing. So, what should be done? Prabhupada said, what is the argument? He says, Madhudvisha says that Krishna and Balram are the same, except that Krishna is blackish and Balram is white. Prabhupada said, he is right. And then he said, Yamuna Mataji is saying that they are different because Krishna is the only enjoyer of Srimati Radharani. Prabhupada says, she is right. So, Tamal Krishna is bewildered. He says, "Arey, but Prabhupada, they are both saying different things. They can't both be right." Prabhupada said, you are right. And then, so Tamal Krishna Maharaj asked, so then which is right? So Prabhupada said, you decide. You know, so it's a very similar pastime over here, where, this contradictions that are there in scriptures can be very bewildering for the devotees. So in this particular pastime, we see how confusion is created, how confusion can be created, and both seem equally right. The conclusions of scriptures are quite confusing, right? It says, dharmasya tattva mihitam guhayam mahajanayena gatasapanta. It is said that the dharmasya tattva mihitam guhayam, it is a secret and it can be very confusing. We don't know what to do. You see, in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, all through the Bhagavad Gita, what is Krishna telling Arjuna? You must do your duty. You are a Kshatriya. You don't perform your duty, you will incur sin, in fact, by not doing your duty. Do your duty. If you die, you will go to heavenly planets. If you win, you will get the whole kingdom of earth. You will be the kings. So do your duty. Do your duty. 100 times he tells them, do your duty. And at the end of it, he's saying, Sarva Dharman Parityajad. Give up all your duties. Just surrender to me. Right? So, if we just read the scripture, Bhagavatam is also full of many such stories which seem to contradict each other. So, if we just read the scripture without guidance from the Acharyas, hame kuch nahi samajhta. We can't understand anything. You know, if you go, like, it's a very stark thing. If you go to a holy place, and there is no one with you, no brahmachari, no sannyasi, no senior devotees, no one who knows the glories of that dham. You just go there, what will happen? I mean, many of you might have experienced this. You've gone for yatras, the feeling is different. You go alone or go with your family, it is completely different. Matlab, ekdam khali khali sa lagta hai. You feel very empty. You go there, you pay obeisances to the deities in the same way. Vaise hi jaate ho deities andar, vaise hi you pay obeisances. You put some, dakshina, some money you put there in the box. You pay, you take proper darshan. Hriday mein koi feeling nahi aata, you don't feel. But same thing, if you have heard from devotees and devotees are with you and then you take darshan, it's a completely different experience, right? Same way, scripture also, if we just read on our own, unless the mercy of the Lord is there, kuch palle nahi padega, we'll not understand anything. It's very confusing. So, scriptures are confusing. Life is also confusing. One is that scriptures are meant for our guidance. They are confusing. And our own life is very confusing. You see, सो मेनी टाइम्स सो मेनी थिंग्स हैपन इन आवर लाइफ वेर यू आर वंडरिंग अब मैं क्या करूं, शुड आई टर्न लेफ्ट और टर्न राइट, वी डोंट नो. यू नो इन आवर रिलेशनशिप्स विद आवर फ्रेंड्स विद आवर स्पाउसेस विद आवर गॉड ब्रदर्स एंड गॉड सिस्टर्स विद यू नो ब्रह्मचारीज ग्रहस्थास एवरीबडी. Sometimes some devotees behave in a bewildering way and samne wale ko samajh mein nahi aata, are what did he say just now, was that, did I hear correctly, this is what the person said, how is that possible, how can a devotee behave like this. So it can be very confusing, we don't understand, life is confusing, which is why we need a guru. Srila Prabhupada, one of his most often quoted verses, he keeps saying sa gurum eva bhi gachet, you know, he keeps quoting that. That's why we need a guru in parampara, not just any guru, but a guru who has come in proper parampara. We need the association of senior devotees who are more experienced than us, who have seen more life than us, who have practically experienced the same challenges. ऐसा कोई चैलेंज नहीं है जो डिवोटीज ने ऑलरेडी एक्सपीरियंस नहीं किया होगा, यू नो, बिकॉज दैट इज द एडवांटेज. दैट्स व्हाई दिस होल डिवोटी केयर सिस्टम वाज क्रिएटेड इन इस्कॉन चौपाटी मेनी इयर्स बैक बाय हिज होलनेस राधा स्वामी, सो दैट यू नो दोज डिवोटीज हु हैव ऑलरेडी बीन थ्रू मेनी कंफ्यूजिंग एंड बिविल्डरिंग सिचुएशंस, बी इट in their own sadhana, in their interactions with their family, close family members, their interactions with their bosses in office, their interactions with their neighbors, their colleagues, you know, and society in general, they've all been through it, and therefore they can guide us. We need more experienced devotees who can help us to make sense of the scriptures, understand what is the scriptures saying, make us to make sense of life. Why we need guidance? Why can't we just read the scripture and understand everything? It's not that simple. It's not so simple. People feel ki yaar, I'll just pick up the Bhagavad Gita and read it and I'll understand everything. Yeah, you will understand if the Lord is merciful. If you have a lot of sukruti with you, the moment you touch the Gita, one verse and that's it. People come running to the temple. What next? Ab kya karna hai batao? Right? And there are some who will read Bhagavad Gita hundreds of times and they will interpret it their own way and they will never surrender to Krishna. So we need devotees who are more experienced, who can help us make sense of scriptures. And how they can do it? Because they are connected. Guru is connected with Krishna in his heart. In his heart, he has a direct connection with Krishna through the parampara, right? So therefore, they can guide us suitably. Not that, you know, they are just giving their thing. They have their own experience, but even the words that come, I'm always amazed, you know, when I ask questions to certain devotees. Andhadhun, sometimes you know, some weird questions are there in your mind and you ask some question to somebody and the answer comes like that. You know, it's not even they have to think, "Yare, ye to bouncer hai, kuch soch ke bata de, I'll come back to you tomorrow." No. Like that, the answer just comes. So it is the Paramatma within the heart that is guiding. The right answer comes somehow, right? So like that, we see that if we just read scriptures, we can get confused. But if we take shelter of devotees, we take shelter of Guru, then all the knowledge that is there in the scripture, all the conclusions of the Vedas become very clear. Mahajanayena kathasapantha. Follow in the footsteps of the Mahajans, then we will be clear. So there are a lot of lessons that we can learn from this beautiful pastime. So I'll try and cover some of those in what time we have available. The first thing, one thing that comes to the mind is the behavior of people who are demoniac. People who are demoniac, unless they receive some very, very special mercy of the Lord or, you know, mercy of the Vaishnavas, we have to understand that they don't rectify. It's very difficult. You know, these people who are demoniac in nature, they don't rectify their nature even if given a second chance. Even if given a third chance, fourth chance, they'll still act the same way. You can understand what is the control that the modes of nature have upon us by seeing the behavior of demoniac people. Even by seeing behavior of very sattvic, very brahminical people, we can see what is the, you know, what is the influence of modes of nature. You know, Shri Krishna speaks about them, the modes of nature, in 14th chapter, 17th chapter, 18th chapter. So many examples he gives about modes of nature. Talks about what is happiness in goodness, what is charity in the mode of goodness, what is it in the mode of passion, mode of ignorance. So many examples Krishna gives, you know, very relatable. Rest of the Gita, you will find it difficult sometimes to relate. When Krishna is talking about, you know, that he is Aham Sarvasa Prabhu, you may or may not be able to accept if you are not a devotee. But these things are very easy to relate to. We can see how different natures of people are there. So Ashwathama, though he is a son of a Brahmana, Krishna knows he is demoniac. So coming back to this pastime which we are talking about, where, you know, Bhima goes running after Ashwathama. At that time, Krishna actually speaks to Yudhishthir. And he tells him, you are sending Bhima alone after this demoniac fellow? Please send Arjuna immediately. He will release some Divya Astra and try to kill Bhima. He will kill Bhima. He will not bother that, you know. He wants to just save his life. He'll do anything. And then he tells a story. He tells a story how, bolte na, kutte ki dum kabhi seedhi nahi ho sakti. Wo tedi ki tedi rehti hai. So it's mentioned in Mahabharata. He says, this Ashwathama, once he approached me in Dwarka. He came to me in Dwarka, and in Dwarka he came and he said, oh Lord Krishna, you know, you have this Sudarshan Chakra, I have this Brahmastra. Why don't we exchange? You give me the Sudarshan Chakra, I'll give you Brahmastra. So Krishna is the Supreme Lord. He knows everything in the heart of everybody. Sarvasya Chaham, Ridhishani Visto. Matta Smitir Gyanam Apohanam Cha. He's residing in the heart. So before we know what we want, he already knows what we want. So he tells Ashwathama, he smiles. He says, oh, this Sudarshan Chakra, I have no use for it. Take it. He says, I don't have to give me anything in return. Leke jao. You know? So Ashwathama comes and he tries to lift the Sudarshan Chakra. He is not able to move it. You know, like the bow that, you know, Lord Ram lifted all the demons. Many people tried to lift it. Were not able to even move it. Forget lifting. Sudarshan Chakra, Ashwathama was trying. Just not able to even lift it. Right? So the Lord, he breaks a sweat and finally gives up. He says, I can't pick it up. So then the Lord smilingly asks him, so why did you want this Sudarshan Chakra? Kya chahiye tha? He said, no, I was thinking that if I have the Sudarshan Chakra, then with that chakra, I will defeat you. And then I will become, you know, nobody in this world can defeat me. I will become the most powerful person in this world. So Krishna smiles. Okay. And then Krishna relates this story to Yudhishthir. Ki ye hai ye banda. You know, he forget about killing Bhima. He want to kill me also. He'll do anything to kill. So please, you know, you also go. You send Arjuna. And see, what is Krishna's sweetness? Krishna doesn't tell Arjuna, you go. He goes with him. Right? Now, just see how the Lord is so merciful. He's so sweet. So much nectar in this story. You know, there's so much that we can just gauge that what is the Lord's, you know, mood. The Lord warns Yudhishthir and tells him, send Arjuna. And he says, I will also go with him. Why does Krishna go with him? Because he knows that Arjuna is also going to get bewildered. You know, when he sees the... Because Arjuna, you can imagine when this atom bomb was released. See, atom bomb was created by some scientists, I think headed by Oppenheimer and various other scientists. They created the atom bomb, right? But none of them had really seen an atom bomb in action. You have created it. But उसको कहीं किसी ने blow up नहीं किया, एक छोटा सा बना के prototype बना के laboratory condition में किया रहेगा, but not the real thing, right? So when they actually, it is described that the army or the you know, the air force pilots who actually dropped the bomb, they needed psychological counseling for a long time because of the devastation that they created. It was unbelievable devastation. They were bewildered. My God, what is this? What is this atom bomb, right? It's unbelievable. So, he knows Arjuna might have received the Brahmastra from Drona,
but he's not seen it in action. He's going to get bewildered. So you see, it is there in this pastime that when, you know, Arjuna goes and he's chasing after, Bhima catches up with him. And Bhima catches up with him and Arjuna and Krishna catch up with Bhima. And Bhima is about to attack, immediately he releases the Brahmastra. And then Arjuna sees that there's this blinding light coming in all directions. What is this? And then the hero of this Srimad Bhagavatam, for the first time, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the first time Krishna speaks. He has just been introduced, just recently, abhi he has been introduced in the Bhagavatam. And then he speaks. He says, this is the Brahmastra. So you must also shoot your Brahmastra and take it back, because this person doesn't know how to take it back. He knows how to shoot it, doesn't know how to take it back. So then Arjuna does that. But you see, what is the nature of this person, Ashwatthama? He has already killed so many people in the sleep. Now he is going to be chastised for it, so he releases a Brahmastra. Arjuna shoots his Brahmastra and retracts both the Brahmastras. But still, this person, iska pet nahi bharta hai. He still redirects the Brahmastra again towards the womb of Uttara, saying that, chalo, inko to abhi main maar nahi sakta, main to marne hi wala hun. He knows I am going to die. I am going to die, but marte marte inko main maar ke jaunga. Matlab, what kind of nature, you know, the behavior of this demoniac people, it does not change. So what should we learn from it? We have to be careful. If you know someone is having a particular nature, you know, we have to be careful so that we don't get cheated by such people. We don't get affected by such people. See, we are not Arjuna or Bhima that we can catch somebody and chastise them. We are not in the police. We are not in, you know, so we can't do. But if you know that somebody has a particular nature, stay clear, steer clear. Then one of the beautiful things that is there in this particular pastime is that the Lord tests his devotee. The Lord is always testing his devotee. The Lord does not just say that, okay, you have become my devotee, great. Now, come back to Godhead. No. He keeps testing us. You know, like in school, when we were in school, of course, nowadays school is a little lighter than what it was in our time. But school, when you go to, every year test. First standard, second standard, all the way to 10th standard, every year test. Or hamara to, we used to have 2 unit tests and terminal, then 2 unit tests and terminal. Sometimes beech mein aur ek exam ghusate the. So many tests, right? These tests, they are for what? To see whether you are qualified to go to the next stage. Nowadays, they don't even see that. Even if you're not qualified, jao. Go to second standard, which has its benefits, but it has its repercussions as well. So, the Lord also is constantly testing his devotees. So, what does he test us on? He is not testing us, ki, acha, beta, kitna Gita ka verses aata hai tumko? Acha, tumhara 16 mala mein se kitna mala tumhara attentive hai? He's not testing us that. He tests us on subtle things. The Lord tests us, do we have faith? Do we have faith that Krishna exists? Do we have faith that Krishna is the all-powerful, supreme personality of Godhead, that he can do anything? You know, we hear that story of the Brahmana and the cobbler. When, Narad Muni visited them, and both are devotees of Lord Narayan, and, when Narad Muni visited them, both of them said that, please, if you meet Lord Narayan, convey our dandavats to the Lord and, ask that, kya hoga hamara? When can we, will we go back to Godhead? Will we be able to get his association? So Narad Muni goes and he meets the Lord. And he meets Lord Vishnu, and Lord Vishnu tells him, tell that Brahmana that he will go back to Godhead after many lifetimes. So Narad Muni raises an eyebrow that ye kya hai? And what about the other cobbler? He says, tell the cobbler in this lifetime only you'll go back to Godhead. He says, "Arey, my lord," again bewildering, right? It's not very clear. See, for Narad Muni, who is a pure devotee, sometimes based on external things, we can get bewildered. So he gets bewildered. He says, my lord, what is this pastime you're doing? He says, no, when you ask them, when you tell them this, you know, they will respond. They will say something. That time they will ask, what was the Lord doing? So you tell them that I was threading an elephant through the eye of a needle. That's what I was doing. Narad Muni is fully bewildered, but he goes. And when he meets the Brahmana first, Brahmana asks, so what did the Lord say? I'll go back to Godhead, right? In this lifetime? Ye lifetime mein I'm going to go into this association. Narad Muni says, no, you are not going in this lifetime. Many lifetimes later you'll be going. Brahmana says, kya? Lord said this? I don't believe you met Lord Vishnu. Kuch toh gadbad hai. You know, I don't believe you that you met Lord Vishnu. What was the Lord doing when you met him? He says, when I met the Lord, he was threading an elephant through the eye of a needle. Brahmana says, there you are, proof. Kuch bhi bol raha hai. How is this possible? You know, how is it possible that Lord Vishnu is threading an elephant through the eye of a needle? It's not possible only. Right? And then Narad Muni understands that no faith. Faith is the first step. You know, we say, unless you keep the first step, you can't take the second one. Pehla kadam nahi rakha, to dusra kadam kaise rakhoge? You can't. Pehla ek kadam rakhna padta hai, aur wo kadam ko wahan pe rakhna padta hai. If you keep your first step, you know, on something that is slippery, you know, or something that is moving, it's very difficult. So you need to have some faith and stay there. Then you take the next step, right? So no faith, the Lord tests his devotees' faith like this. So we have to be careful. The Lord can test us also like this. You know, he can test our faith. He tests, do we have determination? He also sees, the Lord is testing us. Do you have determination? You know, devotional life is not easy. When we try to follow the path of devotion, we try to follow the path of bhakti, what are we doing? We are swimming against the tide. What is the whole world telling us? Enjoy, dress nicely, earn a lot of money, save a lot of money, go to the Bahamas, go to Goa, enjoy. Whole world is telling us that only, right? And what are the devotees telling us? Earn money, do your duty, but don't get into sense enjoyment. Use your senses in the service of the Lord. Contradictory. So what do we do? It's very difficult. We do. You know, Lord, the world is testing us constantly to see if we are determined in our bhakti. World tests us. You know, humko koi na koi aake bolta hai ki kya tum ye bhakti kare chhodna hai sab. Ye koi umar hai karne ka. This is not the age to do it. Do it when you are 60. You know, I have one very dear friend. Of course, I'll not name him. He's really a dear friend. I've known him for 25 years. So whenever he talks to me, he says, "Tu kar rahe na? Very good. Keep it up. Tu kar. Mere ko abhi nahi karna hai. Main baad mein yaar. Wo sab apna kaam waam khatam ho jayega na. 60 ke baad tabhi main karunga." So he's a very good devotee. He's an indirect devotee. He contributes to ISKCON every year, gives a donation every year. Very kind, very generous. But ye nahi, right? So these examples are there for us in our society where people are constantly trying to discourage us from what we are doing. Do you have the determination to continue? You know, we see the example of Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj, when he set out with great determination because he had been insulted by his stepmother Suruchi. But great determination, his mother Suniti told him that you go to the forest, worship Lord Vishnu, then he will fulfill whatever desire you have. With great determination he goes. And who meets him on the way? Again Narad Muni. Narad Muni meets him and he tests him. He tells him that, hey, tu to bachcha hai. Ye kya tu chote se insult pe tu kya itna, why are you getting so, you know, itna uttejit kyun ho raha hai? Why are you getting so upset? Why are you getting so, you know, insulted? ये तो होते रहता है. बच्चे लोग should not take things so seriously. You know, what is this going to the forest? Go back. कुछ नहीं हुआ. And Dhruva, you know, is so determined. He tells him that, see, pay obeisance is sadhu, you know, but अगर आप मेरे को मेरे if you are going to help me in my endeavor, then please help me. Otherwise, Hare Krishna, you know, please let me go on. So Narad Muni is very impressed. He sees the determination. Says, okay, then I will, you know. I will guide him. Then he gives him the mantra. He tells him that worship the form of Lord Vishnu in Madhuvan and chant this mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Keep chanting, you know, and control your senses. So then, with great determination, we know the story. So in the story of Dhruva, we see the Lord is testing the determination. The Lord is tested. He tests our faith. He tests our determination. He also tests, what do we do when we are faced with challenges, when we are faced with temptations? Now, as devotees, challenges will keep coming in our life. Sometimes, you know, we are very sincerely trying to follow the path of bhakti, or just, you know, forget about devotees, anybody. We are very sincerely trying to do our duty as a mother, as a father, as a husband, wife, as a son, as a worker in an office, or as a manager, or as a whatever. You know, you're doing your duty to the best of your ability, and then some challenge comes. Something is thrown at you, which you are not expecting, which you don't want, but it keeps coming. These challenges keep coming in our life. It's not that, you know, because we come to the path of bhakti, everything's going to go very hunky-dory. No, sir. It's going to get tougher now, you know. Now, as we go into bhakti, the Lord is going to challenge us. He's going to test us. He's going to throw challenges at us. In the face of challenges, what do we do? In the face of temptations keep coming all the time. You know, temptations to break four regulative principles. Temptations to just, you know, kind of, aaj I'll take it easy, yaar. Aaj main japa thoda spaced out kar raha hu. I know I'm doing spaced out. But it's okay, yaar. Roj to achha karta hu. Aaj ek din thoda aaram kiya to kya hua? Temptations. The Lord, you know, Maya will throw temptations before you. What is your response going to be? Lord is watching. Krishna is watching. He has thrown this test at you. Are you going to sincerely attempt the test? Or are you going to just walk out of the test? Ye nahi aata hai. You know, what's a gai hamari mata hai, humko kuch nahi aata hai. Right? Aisa nahi. We don't want to just walk out of the challenge. We want to face the challenge. You see, in the lives of all these devotees, they didn't just run away. They faced. The very advanced devotees, what do? They immediately surrender. My Lord, we'll do the needful. But there are some devotees who try their best and then they give up. You know, in case of the Pandavas, you see beautiful examples of the Pandavas. They fought their own battles. They tried their best. Lakshagraha, they ran away. They made a surang and they ran away. They didn't say that, okay, Krishna, now you come and save us. They ran away. They did their best. But in the forest, when Durvasa came with 60,000 disciples, Draupadi knew, now I can't do my best. There's nothing I can do now. So she immediately surrendered. So they know. The pure devotees know when to put their effort and know when to surrender to the lotus feet of Radha Gopinath. Baba, abhi to haat upar. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. My Lord, I am your servant. Now you see what is to be done, right? So like that. So he tests us on our challenges or temptations. And we see, you know, in the life of Bali Maharaj, he was also severely challenged. Imagine. He has come before Vamandev, Lord Vaman. The Supreme Lord has come before him. And on one side, his guru is telling him, he is Vishnu. He has come to usurp your property. You don't give him this benediction. You have promised, but it's okay. He gives the same example that he is like Atatai. He is an aggressor. Aggressor jo apna property chhinne ke liye aaya, we can break our promise. Scripture says so. Scripture says that if you have given a promise, you have to keep it. But scripture also says that if a promise is given to an aggressor, you can break it. I am telling you, break it. Confusing situation. Again, right? And at the same time, Lord Vamandev, Supreme Lord himself is standing there and watching. So, what are you going to do? You know, your guru has told you you can break the promise, but you have promised me. What are you going to do? Lord is watching. And then Bali Maharaj, he takes that step. He says that, no. I know that hai mere paas jagah hai side se nikalne ka. I have a means of getting out of this promise, but I will not take it. I will not accept this thing. I reject you, Guru. I reject you. He rejects Shukracharya and he surrenders to the Lord. Right? So, with all these tests, whether the Lord is testing our patience, he's testing our faith, he's testing our determination, if he's testing our ability to accept challenges or to face temptations, avoid temptations, what is our response? We should meditate on that. What are we supposed to do? Do we have patience? Lord tests, do you have patience? And this really the Lord tests a lot. You know, we never know what the Lord wants. Sometimes we don't know. We come and stand before the Lord and we have to pray that, my Lord, I don't know what you want. Please reveal yourself to me. Because I am trying here 15 saal, 20 saal, 25 saal ho gaya. Hriday parivartan illa, not happened. Nothing has happened. My heart is still full of lust and anger. You know, that day Yugavatar Prabhu was saying, I don't know what is the Lord's plan. You know, our heart is still full of these anarthas. So you have to go before the Lord and ask, my Lord, what is your plan? Please reveal to me. Because I'm really struggling. We need patience. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he tested Maharaj Pratap Rudra. What kind of a test was this? So many, and Pratap Rudra is not some mean, koi aira gaira nahi ho. He himself is like one of the last few Rajarishis. The last few devotee kings on this planet. Such a wonderful devotee, so surrendered. When the Lord came and all the devotees came from Bengal, he made such elaborate arrangements, you know, so that they are all very happy and very nicely taken care of. So much Lord Jagannath Seva going on beautifully in the temple. Why? Because of Maharaj Pratap Rudra. So this person, he just wanted the darshan of Lord Chaitanya. Aisa nahi ki he wanted that Lord Chaitanya should put his lotus hands on my head and bless me, and I just want to come in front of him and, you know, just pay obeisance. Lord Chaitanya refused to meet him. I will not meet him. Then the other devotees, you know, first they come, but he's a great devotee. Lord, I said I will not meet him. Finished. Then after some time, again Nityanand Prabhu approaches, my Lord, but you know, see, he's doing so much. Itna seva kar raha hai. Thoda to aap encourage kare. Jada nahi, just ek bar, ek second ke liye ek mil lo bas. Not much. Lord says, if you force me like this, I'll leave Jagannath Puri. Now they're really afraid what to do. So then they send his son, you know, they send Maharaj Pratap Rudra's son. And then he meets him, he embraces him, and Pratap Rudra Maharaj is very happy. He says that, okay, through my son, I have received the embrace of the Lord. But that test goes on for some more time, till the Rath Yatra, and then finally the Lord gives him mercy. Such a long period he had to wait. Why? First, Lord decided to test him. Lord said that he is a king, and I am a sannyasi. I will not meet. These kings are all, you know, they are steeped in Maya. They are in connection with too much Maya, so I don't want. So the Lord tests our patience also. So a question for us is, when these tests come to us, and they will come, and they are coming all the time, when these tests come, how will we respond? What is your response when you are tested with challenges in your family life? What is your response when you are tested with challenges in Brahmachari Ashram? Challenges come, right? Brahmachari Ashram is also not, you know, immune to challenges. Challenges come everywhere. How are we going to respond? Sometimes, you know, some very severe challenges in ISKCON, sometimes some very senior devotees have left the movement. Either they have passed away or they have just left ISKCON. Gurus have given up. Gurus have given up Krishna consciousness. Very unfortunate. It's happened. What do you do? Is that a challenge or is that? That's like the mother of all challenges, right? Your own guru has left. What do you do? So, our response to these challenges, and Krishna is testing us with every one of these challenges. our response to these challenges will determine whether we are making progress, whether we are purified, or we are implicated. Even if, you know, some devotee whom you have been taking shelter of falls down, if you have climbed up on a big tree, suppose you have climbed, okay, to a big tree, first branch, second branch, third branch, and you've gone to the final top branch of the tree, and you have taken shelter of one branch of that tree. Now, unfortunate, durbhagyavash, as they say, unfortunately, if that branch breaks and it starts falling, and with that, all the people on the branch start falling, what are you going to do? Think of yourself sitting on a branch and the branch breaks. What are you going to do? What would you do? Branch is broken and you're on the top of the tree, big tall tree. What are you going to do next? Kya karenge? Huh? Sorry? Bhagwan bacha lo. Bhagwan bachayenge, but abhi Bhagwan ne aapko indication de diya hai ki ho gaya time. Branch gir gaya. Kya karenge? What will you do? Catch other branch. Immediately you will grab for the next available branch and again take shelter. You will not say ki, main jis dali pe baitha tha, dali toot gaya, abhi main kya karun bhai? Mere guru gir gaye to mere ko bhi girna hai unke saath. No. Immediately we take shelter of some senior devotee and then again climb up to a branch which we feel is, ye theek hai, ye stable hai, yahan pe I'll take shelter again. Right? So we are being tested by Krishna no matter what situation comes in our life. We have to understand that we have to show these qualities. We have to show faith. We have to show determination to face challenges, to avoid temptations. We have to show patience. Srila Prabhupada, you know, our Acharya, founder Acharya, how much patience he showed? How much? He was penniless. But did he give up enthusiasm? With so much enthusiasm, right now we are reading, you know, about how Prabhupada, when he was in Delhi, what he was doing, when he was in Vrindavan, what he was doing before he went to the US. Penniless. But still with great enthusiasm, he was writing for Back to Godhead. He was taking, you know, begging for donations to print it. Begging for donations, and he was going to people and distributing. He's saying 80-90% of the people I was meeting were atheists. But still, with great enthusiasm, with great determination, and with great patience. Utsahat nishchayat dhairyat. He never gave up. He kept going with confidence. Avashya rakshive Krishna. Krishna will surely, his will be done. My guru's instruction which he gave, Lord Chaitanya said, Prithvite ache jadi nagaradigram, sarvatra prachar hoive maranam. That can't be false. It has to be true. What faith in the scripture. And he kept going with so much patience and determination. So the Lord, when he tests us, he is watching. What do we do? Right? And we must respond with faith, with determination, with patience, like that. Sometimes for some devotees, he tests their humility. He tests their surrender. Right? Like we see in the case of gopis. And why does he do that for very advanced devotees when he tests their humility, when he tests their surrender? Why does he do it? He doesn't do it to really test them. He is doing it to glorify them. The Lord sometimes tests his devotees to glorify them. So the gopis, when he left them during the Ras Leela, you know, first he played his flute. He played his flute and they all came. And when they came, he said, why you came? Arre, family chodke sab idhar aa gaye. What is this? Go back. Right? And they have, imagine the risk they have taken. They have given up their families and they have come. And the Lord is saying, you came? Why you came? Go back. So he's testing. The Lord is testing them at every step. And then during the Ras Leela, when they were dancing, at one point the gopis started feeling little proud. Little, for a moment. For just a microsecond, they were feeling a little proud that, oh, Lord is, you know, dancing with me, you know, and they were very happy. And they were happy and a little bit proud. Immediately, the Lord detected, he vanished. And vanished means he's just gone. And they are just wondering what to do. But what is their response? Their response is, dekho kaisa hai ye vyakti. Hum sab chhod chhad ke aaye hain, aur wo humko chhod ke chale gaye. Maine jiske liye jag choda, wo वो मुझको छोड़ चली, यू नो, नॉट लाइक दैट. देयर रिस्पॉन्स इज दे सिंग द गोपी गीत, दे ग्लोरीफाई द लॉर्ड, राइट? दिस इज द रिस्पॉन्स ऑफ अ प्योर डिवोटी. एंड वी सी इन द केस ऑफ भरत महाराज, एंड भरत महाराज वेन राम वॉज कमिंग बैक फ्रॉम अयोध्या, कमिंग बैक टू अयोध्या फ्रॉम लंका, ही सेंट हनुमान अहेड एंड टोल्ड हनुमान दैट यू गो एंड मीट भरत, आई एम कमिंग आफ्टर 14 years. देर इज आई नो भरत, बट देर इज अ वेरी स्मॉल पॉसिबिलिटी दैट भरत हैज बिकम अटैच टू द थ्रोन. सो यू गो टू हिम फर्स्ट एंड गिव एडवांस इंटीमेशन दैट आई एम कमिंग इन फ्यू डेज, एंड यू ऑब्जर्व द एक्सप्रेशन ऑन हिज फेस. If you see even a slight tinge of regret, कि आ गए 14 साल हो गए already, अरे थोड़ा और दिन रह जाते क्या problem था, you know? So if you see the slightest tinge of regret, you tell me I'll not go. This is the Lord. Lord is also so wonderful. Lord Ram is so fantastic that you know he says that no, I don't want the kingdom. I'll not go back. And then Hanuman goes, and when he sees Bharat, he says, first of all, he is bowled over by seeing Bharat, pure devotee. You see a pure devotee, immediately people are bowled over. You know, you just see them and you can make out something different about this person. He sees him, he's bowled over, he tells him, and Bharat Maharaj is immediately in ecstasy. Lord is coming, Lord is coming. So then Hanuman is also thinking, ki ye kaisa seva liya Bhagwan ne? Maybe he's testing me, not Bharat. So like that, the Lord tests. He tested Bali, he tested Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, what kind of determination he had to show. All he had to tell his father was, Vancha Kalpataru Vishcha, you are great. I pay obeisances to you. You are the master of all demigods. You have changed the modes of material nature. You are the greatest. I accept. All he had. In fact, he didn't even have to say that. As a son, he didn't even have to glorify his father. Father was just asking, kya sikha school mein batao? And he goes and quotes Bhagavad philosophy to him, right? And once he quoted, he could have learned from it. Ki theek hai, abhi my father, matlab aisa pani mein patthar mara aur you know, agar crocodile bahar aaya, to fir us pani mein wapas kadam nahi rakhna chahiye. That is the common sense. But Prahlad Maharaj, no. Again, next time he sends him back to Chanda Amarka, and they come back, again he asks him, so what now? Again, Bhagavad philosophy. So you have to understand that this person, Prahlad Maharaj, after that he was tested so severely, so many ways they tried to harm him, kill him. He never, at any point he could have said, you know, oh, white rumal nikal ke dikha dena ki, okay, bhai, abhi, bas, peace, I can't take it anymore, I'm sorry, maaf kar do bhai. You know, no, he never gave up. He continued chanting the holy names of the Lord. So such devotees, when they are tested, they are glorified, right? Sometimes in a fit of anger, okay, like we see in this pastime, in a fit of anger and rage, Draupadi, what did she say? If this wretch does not pay for this crime, then I will die. She says that, I promise to observe the praya vow and fast until death. I will not move from this spot until you bring the shining jewel from Ashwathama's head, having slain him like a beast. Okay, this is what she has said. She told Bhima, ja, leke aa usko. And Bhima is gone. But when Ashwathama is actually brought, what is her reaction? Compassion. So we also as devotees, sometimes we get angry. Sometimes, many times we get angry. We get angry and in our anger we think, ke, I'll say this, I'll do this. But when the situation actually, the circumstance presents itself, the opportunity presents itself, ki chalo, abhi aa gaya pratishodh ka mauka, right? At that point, what do you do? Like Krishna was watching Draupadi, what is she going to do now? Draupadi, the base nature, the lower nature had forced her to, he must be killed, uske pair pe, sar pe, paav rakke, I will take a bath, you know, all that. But when actually he is presented, she sees, oh, he is the son of our guru, he is son of Brahmana. Ne, jane, leave it, immediately. So immediately, the sattvic nature of Draupadi came to the forefront. हम क्या करेंगे. दिस आर द क्वेश्चन वी शुड आस्क आर सेल्स वेन वी आर फेस्ड विद सिचुएशन दैट आर प्रोवोकिंग इन नेचर. कृष्णा इज वॉचिंग लाइक ही वॉज वॉचिंग द्रौपदी. कृष्णा इज वॉचिंग अस ऑल्सो. बेटा क्या करोगे अभी. What are you going to do? And he is watching everything, every decision we take. If we engage in the mode of goodness, then the Lord awards us with that nature. If we engage in the mode of ignorance, the Lord awards us that nature. The next time another opportunity or situation presents itself, that nature will come to the front. Mode of ignorance, mode of passion. That is how we are what we are, because of the choices we have made in our previous lifetimes, in this lifetime, which modes we have acted in. Wo sharir usi se banta hai. Our body is made up of these modes. So if we have predominantly acted in the mode of ignorance, mode of passion, all our life, all our previous lives, we will be forced by these modes like ropes to act in those modes. When we come to the process of devotional service, we are trying to rise above this and come to the mode of goodness. Do you again and again make the right choice? That is our choice, right? So Krishna is watching. Circumstances may create... there are a few more points, but I'll end now quickly because we're running out of time. I'll take five more minutes. Sorry. Five more minutes. Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagwan Ki Jai. So... circumstances may often create situations which require obvious responses. Obvious. हमने कहा था उसको लेके आओ मारेंगे, अभी उसको लेके आए मारो. Obvious response, right? But here we learn the culture of discussion. The culture of discussion and deliberation before taking important decisions. You know, Draupadi presented so many logical reasons, pros, cons of killing him. And not killing him. She discussed. Then she took the opinion of all others present. And everyone gave their opinion, right? So same way, we also need to, before we take any important decisions, we should not just immediately act. Mujhe lagta hai aisa karne ka hai. No. Think before we act. Look before you leap. Take opinions of other senior devotees also. You know, sometimes we feel ki it's obvious yehi karna hai. I remember once His Holiness Radha Swami Maharaj, I was making announcements over here. I was standing here, right this spot. And Maharaj was sitting here next to me. And I started making announcements. And I was making an announcement. Suddenly Maharaj looked up sharply at me and said, stop. So I thought maybe Maharaj wants to say something. And I waited for a few seconds. Maharaj didn't say anything. So I continued the announcement. Maharaj then said in a very low voice, right? Stop. So I got completely, my blood froze. I became very afraid. Ab kya ho gaya? And I realized something about the announcement I'm making is a problem. So I stopped and I went to the next announcement. And I, you know, kind of stumbling through because haat pao hilne lage the by that time. And then after the thing was over, Maharaj asked me, who gave you this announcement? Why did you make this announcement? So I very conveniently, I pushed it. I said, Sankirtan Prabhu gave me this announcement. Very nice. No, just pass the ball to somebody else. I said, Sankirtan Prabhu gave me this announcement. Maharaj said, that's all right. You should use your discrimination. They may tell you to announce anything. That doesn't absolve you. You should use your discrimination. This is not something to be announced in the temple. And I was like quite shocked, you know. And from this we learn that situations may seem very natural. Like for Draupadi, she had called for him to be killed and now he had to be killed. And even Atata, he should be killed. But still, she thought. She spoke to others, took their opinion, then she acted. So we should also discuss amongst our family members before we take decisions. Husband, wife, never take decision independently. Talk to each other. Talk about pros and cons and then decide. Varna kya hoga? Mujhe kya malum? Tumne bola uske liye kiya. I was never for it. Baad mein blame game chalo hota hai. Right? That makes life miserable. Like that. Similarly, taking care of sentiments and opinions of others before acting. It requires great maturity. Like you see in the case of Arjun, Krishna asked him to consider. He said, consider sentiments of your wife whom you have promised. But your wife is now saying, don't kill. कंसिडर सेंटिमेंट्स ऑफ योर यंगर ब्रदर्स ऑल्सो. ऐसे नहीं, ये तो बच्चे हैं, इनका कौन सुनता है. यू नो, जो यंगर ब्रदर है ना, वो जिंदगी भर यंगर ब्रदर ही रहता है. इट्स ऑलवेज लाइक दैट, राइट? इट्स ऑलवेज, यू रिमेंबर यंगर फॉर ऑल योर लाइफ. योर ओपिनियन डजंट काउंट. बट ही सेज टेक देयर ओपिनियन ऑल्सो एंड टेक ओपिनियन ऑफ भीमसेना योर एल्डर ब्रदर ऑल्सो एंड टेक ओपिनियन ऑफ मी ऑल्सो कृष्ण सिंह. एंड व्हाट इज कृष्णाज ओपिनियन? किल हिम बट डोंट किल हिम. वेरी कंफ्यूजिंग, राइट? सो लाइक दैट. सो in such situations, if you are forced to act, you require great maturity. It's not easy. So how do we get that? Prabhupada gives the hint in the last line of the purport, right? Prabhupada says, this dilemma was present before Arjuna and the solution was awarded by Krishna, right? So solution was awarded by Krishna. If we act, now this is a lesson for us. How do we get, when we get these confusing situations, one thing we discussed, talk to the seniors, talk to the brahmacharis, talk to guru, talk to whoever you have access to. Take their advice, then act. But if you don't, if we act keeping the pleasure of the Lord, the deities, हमारे घर में deities हैं. ये deities, ये actions से deities प्रसन्न होंगे क्या? Will my guru be pleased by these activities? Will the Vaishnavas be pleased by my decision? If we are thinking like this, keeping Guru, Krishna and Vaishnavas in the center, then the right intelligence will be awarded by Krishna. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam tadami buddhi ogamtam yena mam upayantite. The Lord awards His devotees with the right decision, with the right intelligence to make the right decision. And then, whatever decision that is taken by us in full Krishna consciousness, knowing that, okay, I am doing this for pleasure of my Guru, my Lord, now, aap dekho, whatever has to happen. If we take decisions like that, then those decisions are perfect. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Gurudev ki jai, Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol. Sorry for having gone over time. Hare Krishna.
Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare.